Let's talk tech. Any questions for Richard Pascoe? You know the number to ring. And he is on the line. Richard, hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Matthew. That was a quiet week I had last week. I just thought I'd say that. Thought, yeah.
Very, yes, it was. I mean, you weren't in then, you're not in now. And, you know, we'll see how we go with callers for you. Hopefully you get one or two.
Wasn't able to work last week either. So, yeah, very interesting week.
Indeed. That's right. Yes, you can't go anywhere. You can't go to people's places and fix up their computers. So
no, we did a lot of stuff over the phone for a couple of clients. So we did as much as we could over the phone. But the money was down last week, let me tell you, Matthew.
Yeah, I bet. We'll see what we can do for you from midnight tonight. Maybe you can pop out at 12:01, get out of the house. I'm sure you'd love that. Now, Richard, in terms of, well, look, we've already got Gabby on the phone for you. Shall we? Let's start there. Let's not keep her waiting. Hello, Gabby.
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Now, listen, I'm very concerned about this issue, which happened today, and it's a tech issue. Because multi corporations these days, you know, they have the ability to do things, and they get lazy. And, you know, the amount of scamming which is happening in our society today and the vulnerability of elderly people, you would think they would have the decency to prevent type of scamming actions even happening or being even accepted in any type of format. And why I say it like that is because I had an incident today, and I won't name the company directly, but it was to do with a home loan. Rang up and then asked my mum a multiple personal questions to identify herself, and then started talking about our home loan. Now, I'm on mother's power of attorney. That sent off alarm bells right through my head like crazy.
For sure.
And I'm thinking, who are you? Why are you ringing up asking these personal questions? If you're a company which is in a financial institution with the technical abilities to charge people rates of interest, then I think you've got the technical abilities to send out a notice and ask that person to ring them to discuss about the changing the formats of how payments can be received. Because Bank SA is now going to be stopping these payments coming through as from September. But to bring people in cold calling with the COVID situation the way it is, right, and the amount, and I mean it is $1 billion worth of money Australia lost last year to phone scams on phones, why have not taken the decency to send a letter and ask a person to ring instead of putting the stress and anxiety of thinking that my mother has been just taken the mickey of by a scammer and she's just divulged her personal information. And I had to go and... Do you understand where I'm coming from here?
I do, and I couldn't agree with you more. There are a lot of lazy institutions out there who do exactly what you're saying now. We encourage people not to answer the phone to these sort of things, not to give away personal information. But, you know, I hear from people who do it every single week. And
I was shocked. I was devastated that, you know, even though I control everything for my mum, but if that wasn't my mum, she could have lost tens of thousands of dollars to some international scammer, you know, pretending to be the home loan people. And it's so wrong, and it's so un-Australian.
Mm. Yeah. And I've got to say, I mean, you did name them, and I actually had somebody during the week as well talk to me about that exact same bankers were trying to get an answer back to a phone call.
Mm.
Three phone calls and still had never received an answer back.
Unreal. Gabby, good call. Thank you so much for alerting us to it. I might get some details off Richard a bit later and just to find out who that is as well. Daniel at Nova Gardens. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, Daniel.
Hello. Richard, blind Daniel.
Yes, Daniel. You don't have to refer to yourself as that, Daniel. It's all right. Oh, but yes.
There's a lot of Daniels around that aren't blind, though.
There is, mate. What can I do for you?
I have two desktops. One, as you know, has very little use, but I'm going to use it as a workhorse for fixing up elderly people's reading material on that.
Yeah.
Now, it's got the screen reader JAWS on it, but it's got an old version, and I own two more licenses for the current version.
Yes.
However, it's got a Windows 10 on it. It was a Windows 7 computer, and
yep.
the the when I try, Google's not its preferred
browser. Yeah,
browser. It's
Edge.
No, it's the old. What's the Microsoft one that came out? They just continued.
Yeah, Edge. Edge, Daniel.
No, the one before that.
Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer.
Oh,
so
no.
When I go and try an update, Internet Explorer just rejects it totally. And so if I have any more...
You're trying to update through JAWS through Internet Explorer.
Well... my friend at RSB doesn't work there anymore. When Internet Explorer was the go-to thing,
but you've got Google Chrome on there, Daniel.
Yeah, but when I just bring Google Chrome into it, halfway through it, it just cuts out and just goes back to screen. Goes back to the desktop without installing. And someone told me that I've got to get Internet Explorer gone anyway. So I thought the best way to do it is to ring Richard and have you come out and just.
I'll give you a call tomorrow, Daniel. But you can set Google Chrome as the default. So in that little search bar down in the bottom left hand corner, if you type in default in there, it should ask you for default applications. Then you can change Chrome to make sure that's the default on there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we want to see first.
All right. Well, as it is at the moment, the default one's Windows Explorer, and
that is an old computer.
Yeah, and it's given me all sorts of grief. And you tested the hard drive, and you said there's nothing wrong with the hard drive.
Computer's fine. I've got to say, Matthew, Daniel does some great things out there for the community, but with people with disability.
Mm. Yes, I've spoken with Daniel. We've had chats about his dogs before and life in general. Yes.
Yeah. So give me a call tomorrow, Daniel. All right?
All right. It'll be in the afternoon, Richard. That'll be okay.
That's fine, mate. We'll work it out. All right.
Good on you, Daniel. Thank you for calling. 17 past nine, Richard. We've got Lindy and Tony on the line as well. We might take a quick break and come back, but just a quick one for you. This is a text message that's come in from Steph, who says, "Hi, Richard. I've got a large CD collection. Want to burn selected music to my laptop so I can pick and choose music to load onto my iPhone. Is iTunes the best format to store the copied music? And if so, can I back up and save the iTunes library to a portable drive? It's a very time-consuming job, so I want to get it right. I thought I read iTunes is no more. If not, do you recommend any other system?"
On Windows, it is still there, so you should be fine on there as well. I would not use Windows Media Player at all because it's a terrible program on there. So, yeah, that's probably the best way. And, yes, you can go along and back up your library afterwards.
All right, there you go. Hopefully that answers Steph's question. All right, we'll take a quick break, and Lindy and Tony, hold on there. We'll be back with you right after this. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, on the line, and Lindy's called in from Gawler. Hello, Lindy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good, Lindy.
Listen, I've got a few problems here with my phone. I bought one about 2 years ago, and what it is, I've got a piece of paper, you know how you sign in, so I've already done it, and I just stick it to the little card and put it in the box. I'm not quite sure if my phone does it or not, because this is a bit annoying. I bought it 2 years ago. It costs around about $50. I can get Twitter and stuff like that on it. Will that accept that code thing?
The QR code?
Yes.
What phone is it?
I think it's a TS or something. I bought it from Big W for $50.
The answer is without knowing exactly what it is, might not, because it's probably a too older Android version on there.
Oh, God. Can I ring up? Are you open tomorrow?
Yeah, give me a call tomorrow. Not a problem.
Yeah, I'll try to find the box. I just know it was a T. It wasn't a T5. It was a T something.
T-Rex?
A what?
T-Rex.
It
sounds pretty old.
You old dinosaur, you. See ya.
See ya, Lindy. Thank you. Yeah, give Richard a
I think I know the phone that she bought, and it was on special. Yeah, it was on special nearly everywhere, so a few years ago. But, yeah, no, $50 smartphone, yeah, it would have a really old version of Android, which is incompatible with what we're trying to do now with QR code.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Tony at Parkheim. Hello, Tony.
Hello, mate. Richard, I suddenly can't play DVDs.
Mm. Right. What happens when you try and play a DVD?
Nothing happens.
Nothing, so you don't get any error messages or anything up there on the screen?
No.
Right, so there's a program, Tony, called VLC. Right? Download that, put that on your computer.
Well, what's it called again?
VLC for Victor.
VLC.
Victor Lima Charlie.
TLC, yeah.
VLC.
No, VLC.
Oh, VLC, okay.
VLC, put that on your computer, put your disc in, and then you open up VLC and it will see the deployment for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good on you, Tony. All good right. luck with that. Hope that works. Another text, Richard, who's this no name. It says, is there any chance I can retrieve photos from my Samsung phone, which fell on the ground? There's power, but there's no picture and the screen is damaged. So obviously it must, you know, you must be able to switch it on and off, but nothing comes up.
That's quite remote now for when you're trying to get your photos off of it. And it really is it's a thing from that you've got to make sure that you back up. Was it on your Google account as well? So a lot of people keep forgetting that if they sign into that Android account that they had with their phone at Gmail, there's Google Photos on there. And a lot of times I've been to see customers and all their photos were automatically backed up.
There you go.
On there as well. But if you've smashed the phone, it's got to go into data recovery people. There's a link on my website for that. But it can be very expensive to get that back because I've actually got to rebuild the phone as well, get the stuff off.
There we go. All right. Good luck with that one. That's that sounds pretty hard, doesn't it? Richard, for anyone, now you talk about Google Phone and all of that, but for people with an iPhone, iPad or an iMac, there are some updates.
There are big security updates that have just come down today. So make sure if you do all of these updates, it just keeps you safe while you're out there with the iPhone and the iPad. The iMac really are the highest in security out there. But they've just dropped today. They're just a quick incidental update. So, you know, make sure you've got automatic updates turned on for that. And automatic updates for your apps on your phones as well. Just keep them updated all of the time. And on the Windows side, I always say to people at the moment, I just want to emphasize this, go in there once a month and make sure that your Windows updates are done and working. It really is the first line of defense to keep all of these devices up to date.
All right. And for people upgrading to Windows 11, what will they lose from Windows 10?
Nothing we really care about, Matthew, as well, but it's one question I get asked. Internet Explorer, which nobody out there should be using at all now. It is a security risk. Cortana, which is Microsoft Siri, you're probably never going to see it or hear it again. I don't think many people on Windows 10 actually use it. Those live tiles and tablet mode is going as well. So a lot of the time you'll press the wrong button on Windows 10 and it really turns to tablet mode, and people can never find to turn it off. So, four things you'll lose. I don't think anybody's going to miss.
Yeah, okay. Tell me about Zoom backgrounds of Adelaide that are now available.
I think this is a really great idea. So the Adelaide City Council now have gone along and put pictures of things like Rundle Malls up there. There's all sorts of images from around about Adelaide that you can download to Zoom on there. So if you want to sit and do a Zoom call, run in the background, you can go along and do it now. So I think, you know, well done the Adelaide City Council for doing something small that would mean a lot to promote our state, who's then called interstate as well and overseas.
There we go. I like that idea. Hey, just finally, Amazon, they've been in the news. Jeff Bezos obviously up in space. He should have put Amazon all over his rocket, but I guess it wouldn't matter.
He should have.
Yeah, yep. He should have. What an advertising opportunity. But anyway, is it worthwhile getting an Amazon account? And what do you do? What do you get from it if you do?
Well, you subscribe to Amazon Prime, so it's $69 a year on there as well. So basically, for Prime members, you get free delivery and a guaranteed delivery date as well. And by hook or by crook, they get it to you on that day. They've never let me down yet. Amazon Prime Video, which is very much like Netflix on the side, got some great shows on there, including Clarkson's Farm as well. Jeremy Clarkson was on Top Gear. Great, great show. Amazon Prime Reading as well. They actually give you over 1,000 free books to read.
Oh.
Books, comics and graphic novels. You don't have to put them on a Kindle. You can put them on your iPad, your computer and read. And Prime Music, 40 hours of free music a month. All those things for $69 a year. I reckon it's a real bargain, Matthew.
Okay.
I really do.
I have a look. All right. Good on you, Richard. Great talking with you tonight. You'll be back on with Pilco tomorrow, Arvo.
Yeah, back on in the studio tomorrow, and I'll see you next week in the studio as well.
Good on you, Richard. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Matthew.
Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. That's all you need to Google. You'll find him there. His phone number's there as well, and email and everything else. Lots of articles on computing and tech. Adelaide Tech Guy knows everything there is to know about technology.